Welcome to Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia. This podcast is a collection of messages designed to help you grow in our three anchors of real devotional life, real community, and real responsibility.
We hope that you enjoy this message and that it encourages you in your spiritual growth.
Hey Chi Alpha, my name is Blair and I am on staff. It is good to be with you guys tonight, even if it does have to be virtual. We are just so thankful as a staff for you guys and for the ways that you are staying connected in this really transitional season. So it is fun to do life with you guys virtually, and I hope you are all doing well. So like I said, I've been on staff with Chi Alpha. This is my fourth year working here, which means it has been 4 years since I graduated from UVA. So, I'm kind of feeling a little bit nostalgic. It's, it's kind of an interesting time to be reflecting on my time at UVA and just the people and the circumstances that meant a lot to me while I was there. So, as we've been in this series, Things I Need to Be Reminded of Often, I have been reminded personally of a lot of lessons that I learned as I was a student. So, for instance, something that I needed to be reminded of often in my time at UVA was to simply pay attention. Full disclosure, I'm not proud of it, but I will say I was not a very good student. I had to be reminded very often to pay attention because often in class, I find myself thinking of other things. Even sometimes completing assignments for other classes. It wasn't super great, but don't worry, like I've repented, I've changed my ways. I'd be a much better student now than I was then. So I had to be reminded to pay attention. I also had to be reminded that paying attention mattered because it in a sense built my foundation for the next classes that I took. I did humanities, I was a Middle Eastern Studies major, so all of my classes, at least to some degree, built on top of one another. So what I would notice is that, if I was going into the spring semester, in whatever class it would be, if I hadn't paid attention well in the previous class or the class that connected most with this topic, I would struggle and have to, rebuild that foundation in a sense before I could really start learning the new material. So I was reminded, as students, the foundation, the material we come in understanding already, those things really matter in terms of our experience in the coming semester. So I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been, thinking, what would I have done differently? What would I have paid attention to and all of that stuff. So that's been interesting. But in this season, I've also been reminded that was true and is true for me spiritually. I think, on a spiritual level, it's important to think about our foundations. I've been thinking about, how every day is really a chance to build on the day before. We take 10-10 and then we take 10-20, right? It's kind of similar in our walks with Jesus. So I've been really asking the question, what is my foundation built on? As I'm walking with the Lord in this season, what are the things that have happened? What have I paid attention to? What have I not paid attention to that have led to a firm foundation? So, if you're anything like me, you're probably thinking, yeah, I'm with you. I feel you. Sometimes I pay attention in class. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I pay attention to Jesus. Sometimes I don't. But what I really want to talk about tonight is the idea of foundation. What is a firm foundation? What are the ways that we build it? And what does Jesus have to say about that? Let's chat. I think, first of all, let's chat for a minute about the idea of a foundation and why it's important to discuss. So, another confession for y'all. I, in this, time of being home and working from home, I have started to get into HGTV. I don't know, anyone else out there, maybe? I started to watch shows that I never thought I would watch, kind of like House Hunters Renovation and Fixer Upper. I like Fixer Upper, that's a great show. But just these shows where I'm like, oh yeah, like getting into like, yeah, fix that foundation or change those walls or tear down that wall. I'm like learning things that I just had never known about. which is really exciting. And so something that I've noticed as I've been watching these shows is that everybody talks about foundation, right? That's kind of the first thing you would look at in a property. It would be the first thing that if you're buying a house, you know, you want to know, is this a good foundation or is this something I'm going to have to, tear up and change 5-10 years down the road? So, I really noticed there was this sense of this is the most important part of the house. You know, all of these other things are built up around a foundation. So in some sense, it's the ground, it's the system perhaps on which everything is built. So when you think about it in terms of literally building a house, it makes sense, right? If the foundation is unstable, the house is unstable. And I think similarly with us, we can notice if our foundation is stable, we're stable. If our foundation is weak or shaken and falls apart, then you know we can start to feel that too. So luckily for us, as we think through the question, you know, what are our foundations built on? What is my foundation? What is your foundation built on? Luckily, Jesus has a lot to say on the topic. So would you guys turn with me to Matthew 7? For a little bit more context, if you're new to the Bible, Matthew is about two-thirds through your Bible, the start of the New Testament. And Matthew is this biography of Jesus. Where we find Jesus right now in our story, we'll pick up in verse 24 of Matthew chapter 7. Where we find Jesus is he's just taught what's called the Sermon on the Mount. And the Sermon on the Mount is a collection of teachings that Jesus gives that are, it's honestly kind of his way of communicating to his followers or his disciples. What should our way of life be? What's my way of life? What should your way of life be as a disciple of Jesus? And so he's teaching about things like loving your enemies. He's teaching on giving help to those who are in need. He's teaching on prayer. He's teaching on not judging one another. These are all teachings that we see throughout the Sermon on the Mount. And throughout the sermon, we also see these things called parables. So Jesus, a master of words, he was very intentional with his language, and he often chose to teach and speak in things called parables, which are a story or a metaphor often that was used to communicate the kingdom of God, to communicate the nature of God, to communicate some truth about who God is and about what living in this kingdom is like. And so we are going to look at a parable of Jesus that he uses to close out the Sermon on the Mount. So before we dive in, let's pray. Jesus, thank you for this opportunity to read your word together as a community. God, while we are far apart, we just say thank you for this chance to come together. Thank you for your word that is alive and active. Thank you for the way that it challenges and shapes us. And Lord, we do ask that we would be challenged tonight. We ask that your word would move us and shape us in some way. So we thank you, Jesus, and we pray all of these things in your son's name. Amen. Would you pick up with me in verse 24? Jesus is speaking, and he says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had a foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash." This is pretty straightforward, right? As we read this, as we look, you know, Jesus is not mincing words here, which is interesting because sometimes in his parables, sometimes in his teaching, Jesus would, he wouldn't be very clear. He would maybe, you know, say the image or say the point he was trying to make and then even explain it later to the disciples in a smaller group or explain it, you know, outside of the context of his teaching. But here we see this really clear parable, right? Jesus is being straight up from the get-go. So what do we see? Jesus is saying He's telling a story about two men who are both building a house. One of them has chosen to build his house on rock, and one of them has chosen to build his house on sand. And what's interesting is that we see Jesus immediately get to his point. His first sentence is this: "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock." So it's almost as if Jesus is just using this this image to emphasize a teaching, right? He's saying, this is what it means to be wise, to hear my words and to obey and do them. And if you do that, you will be like this man who is building his house on rock. So immediately, Jesus tells us this, that a firm foundation comes when we hear the words of God and when we obey them. And similarly, he's pretty clear about the other side of this as well, right? That the man who built on sand was like somebody who hears the words of God but does not obey them, who takes in the same information but doesn't let it transform them, right? Who hears and decides to not do. So immediately, right, we see that the distinction between these two men. One is building on a firm foundation. It's obedience. It's hearing the word and doing it. And then one is building on sand, which is hearing the same words and not obeying. And so, that's kind of the point here. We can go home. That's not funny. But right, like this is Jesus's point. He is saying that a solid house, a solid foundation is built from somebody who would hear his words and obey. And so Jesus is saying the same thing, right? Your foundation matters. And I think what's interesting is that Jesus is, it's not a matter of necessarily circumstance to Jesus, right? We see that these two men in the story are placed in the same circumstance. They're both hearing his words. They're both probably attending the same synagogue on the Sabbath. They're hearing the words of Jesus, but the difference is what they do with that. Do they obey? Do they not obey? And so, so the difference is obedience. It's the posture with which we approach the word. So let's pause here for a second. Maybe you're thinking, okay, makes sense. Here's a wise guy. He's hearing good teachings. He's choosing to do them. Of course, his foundation is firm, right? And then here's another guy. You're like, okay, yeah, he's got some work to do, some repentance, all that stuff. But maybe you're thinking, okay, what are Jesus's words? Like, what are the words that I'm supposed to be looking at and hearing? These men were face to face with Jesus. They were, it's probably people he was looking at in the crowd who he knew, like, you're going to obey me and you won't. Right. But in our context, in our, current situation as 21st century followers of Jesus, what does it mean? What are his words for us? Right. And so, I just want to submit to you that's the Bible, right? The Bible is the word of God. It is, I've been thinking about it as such a gift to us, especially in a time where we are far apart physically, right? That it's this gift, it's this thing that we all are hearing. We all have the opportunity to hear the same words and the opportunity to respond to them, right? So the word of God is the Bible. The things that he wants to teach us in this season, or any season, honestly, our whole lives, would be in scripture, right? We've got this whole library of scripture that is written over a number of years with a number of authors, and it is all pointing to who God is and who we are as the people of God. So I want to submit to you, that's kind of my point tonight, is that we would see the Bible as the word of God and choose to interact with it in order to build a firm foundation. So another thing with that is, it's not just up to us, right? Like, we believe as followers of Jesus that we also have access to the Holy Spirit, right? The third person of the Trinity who is in relationship with us. He's the one who is tied together this arc of scripture, right? He's the one who has inspired and guided the authors of scripture, guided the canonization of the Bible, or the process in which the Bible was published. He's the one who guides us when we read it to pull out the commands and the things that God wants us to obey. So yeah, we believe that we have access to the Bible, to the words of God, and we have access to the Holy Spirit who would work in us and prompt us toward obedience. And I just want to take a minute to say, if you're here tonight and you're new to Jesus, or you're new to Chi Alpha, or to even just the idea of following Jesus, I just want to assure you that it is okay and it is good to be asking questions about it. If you're like me, maybe you have the question of, how do I know that scripture is reliable? There's a lot of great, there are a lot of great resources about the authority, the reliability of scripture would be really great to look into if that is your question. But another thing I would say is don't be afraid to ask those questions together in community. We'd love to, if you're not plugged into a core group yet, we'd love to plug you in, because I think a great place that's helped me and reminded me of truth about God has been when I've asked those questions in community. So I want to encourage you, that's a great question to have, and it's not one that would disqualify you from still interacting with scripture, if that makes sense. So that is ultimately my challenge for us tonight as a community, that we would be people who, in this time, choose to intentionally and prayerfully interact with the Word of God. Because I believe that that is how we build, okay? That the firmness of the foundation, as we build our houses on rock, that will only come when we are interacting with the words of God and letting the Spirit move in us to listen, to be transformed, to obey. So really, I'm also reminded that, right, this is not a new idea for our community. We have a whole anchor that is devoted to this idea of spending daily time, regular time with God. And that's real devotional life, right? So in this time, let's be people who commit to real devotional life. I think, I think a great image of that is found with the Israelites in the Old Testament, that as they're moving out of Egypt and as they are becoming the people of God, right? God tells them he's going to give them every single day exactly what they need physically to nourish them through manna, through this bread that came from heaven. And similarly, Jesus in the New Testament talks about, he's the bread of life. And he talks about having living water, that if you come to him, we won't hunger, we won't thirst. So there's this is God's idea, right? To have a daily sustenance, a daily refilling to be sustained. And so, we're not, it's, with that said, we're not legalistic about it. There are plenty of days where it's harder for me to get out of bed and I need to, be reminded of devotional life. There are plenty of days where, I feel like I just can't focus or whatever it is. Like there's so much grace for that. It's definitely a process. But I think in this time we could be reminded through this parable that, hey, we just want to be people who are hearing and responding, right? We have that chance to do that. And the more often we do it, we'll notice that our foundation is growing, right? I think, what a unique time to be talking about this particular parable, because if you notice, like Jesus's, his point with it is, hey, storms are going to come. And we know that, right? We know that like better than anything right now, that there are storms that are facing us as a community, as a global community. There are storms that are facing each one of us individually. And we're noticing, right? Like this is the time where we're noticing, hey, what is firm in my life? What has been built on this firm foundation of interacting with the Word of God, of trusting God, of learning more about him? And what's been built on this foundation that's not going to last, right? Like where are we putting our trust in something that is not the Word of God or who he is? Does that make sense? So as we move forward, I'm struck by the idea that this season could be an opportunity for our community, right? That as you think about your own devotional life, as you think about, hey, how has this looked for me in the past? How have I practiced this in the past? This could be an opportunity for all of us to grow. So as we move toward closing, I would like to address a few different groups of people who might be watching. So first of all, if you are somebody who's watching and you, you're committed to devotional life, you are committed to reading scripture regularly, and thinking about it and obeying it, I just want to ask you, you know, what is the next step you can take as you consider your foundation, as you consider what you've already been building on? What's the next step for you? You know, is there a book of the Bible you'd want to read more in depth? Is there one you haven't read yet that you'd like to read? What are there prayer, like ways you want to pray through scripture that maybe you haven't tried before? You know, what could the next steps be to continue to grow? Because, right, we never arrive. There's always, you know, there's always more that Jesus would have for us. So for you guys, I would say, hey, what's the next step? And talk about that in community. You guys have an awesome opportunity to connect after MNL with your Zoom core group calls. So I just want to encourage you guys to participate in that. And secondly, if you are somebody who, like I said, you know, if reading scripture is new to you, or if Jesus is new to you, I want to encourage you to just commit to regularly reading the Bible. For me, often what reading scripture on a daily or on a regular basis looks like is picking a book. Right now, I'm going through the Gospel of Mark, and going through, I would say, one chapter a day, maybe one to two chapters, depending on the season. And that's what works for me. I think I need some time to process, and so it's helpful for me to focus on less. But yeah, if you're just starting out, I think one of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, is a great place to start. Another thing you could do is join the Chi Alpha community in reading the New Testament, the Journey Through the New Testament plan, which you can find at xa@uva.com/xaonline. We will also link to that in the live chat. But what we're doing as a community, I believe we are on day 8 tomorrow, but somebody please correct me if I'm wrong. We're reading through the New Testament in 100 days. So it's a bit faster pace, but it's a lot of great information and a way to just be consistent when you know, hey, my core group friends, my core group leader, whoever it would be that you're in conversation with about this, it's something you guys can do together. So I want to encourage you to just commit to doing it. You know, there's no way to really fail at it. But what we can do is just be people who try something new and see what God would have for us in that. So with that, I do want to encourage us to be doing this in community. That as we think through what our foundations are built upon, as you think through what is the next step for my devotional life in order to keep building this foundation, think through how can I be doing this in community? Who are people I can be honest with about where I am with devotional life? Who are people who, maybe we keep each other accountable. Maybe we check in every day about, hey, what did you read? What did you read? Sharing what I read. Or maybe even just a simple, you know, a check-in. Just say, hey, yeah, I read the Bible today. Or, hey, no, didn't get around to it. You know, whatever it would be. I think we'll find that as we participate, as we do this in community, it'll become a little easier to make it a habit, right? And honestly, like that it's such a great way for us to connect in this time where we're apart too. So that's my hope for us. That's, you know, that this could be something we're growing in individually, but also as a Chi Alpha community in this time of being a little further apart. So to close, I do also want to encourage us with something that Jesus brings up in the parable. So if you notice, back to our text, if you notice, Jesus says this. He is talking about a wise man who builds his house on a rock. And it struck me this week as I was thinking about this parable. You know, Jesus is not talking about, you know, he doesn't say build an arena. He doesn't say build an office building, a synagogue, even. And these are all like wonderful things that go toward the flourishing of us and of our communities. But what he says is it's the man, it's the woman who builds her house on rock. And so what he's talking about is you know, this every, it's the things that are closest to us, right? He's talking about, a source of our rest, a source of our life, like the source of honest, like the mundaneness of life sometimes, right? Like he's talking about our houses, the places we dwell, the places closest to us, the relationships closest to us in a lot of cases. And so as we think about this parable, as you guys, as you talk in your core groups, I want you guys to think about, just the idea that God is so for us. I think the importance of him talking about a house right here is that he really is talking about our whole lives. This is something where Jesus wants our entire lives to be shaped on this firm foundation, because he knows that when the storms come, if our foundations are firm, we just won't be shaken, right? Our houses, our lives, the things that we're building on top of, these things aren't going to come crashing down. And that is so much out of Jesus's heart for us. It's out of a place of him being for us. That I hope we could all hear that tonight as a community and just say, you know, Jesus, we trust you. That this could be a moment not of, like I said, not of legalism, not of just checking a box or doing something because we have to, but doing it because it's the heart of God for us to build firm foundations that when storms come, and they have come, we will not be shaken. So tonight as we close, I just want to pray a blessing over us. We'll end in a time of worship, and then we'll talk. The Buellettes will come back and share a couple closing questions that you can talk about in core groups. But let's just take a minute to pray together. Jesus, we thank you for who you are, God. We thank you that your heart is for us to have a firm foundation, and that we have a firm foundation when we spend time in your word, God, when we choose to obey it, when we understand it, when we see what you're telling us and prompting us. God, I do pray for my friends. I pray for this community, God, that we would choose to listen. We would choose to spend time in your word, and that you would just help us do that, God. We say we trust you and we trust your heart for us, God. We pray that in this time of worship, you would speak uniquely to each one of us, and that, Lord, you'd be so present with us this week as we spend time with you. So, Jesus, we love you and we pray all of these things in your Son's name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Chi Alpha at the University of Virginia podcast. For more information, you can visit our website, xaatuva.com.